Well, thank you guys so much for joining us on another episode of Live with Joe. My name is Josh, and Joe, thank you so much for having me back on here with you today.
Good to be together, guys.
Yes, we are so excited. We had the opportunity to go through several of the books that you have produced over the years, but we have not yet hit on Man, Lover, Leader, Provider.
It's a goldmine.
Yes, and you know, one thing that I was reading at the back of this book, and it says that, you know, the roles in society are always changing. There's constant change, and so men, a lot of times, they're trying to figure out, what is my role, and where do I belong?
What's my job? Can you put it on a piece of paper? I just want to keep it simple.
Yes, and so, you know, we see in the Word of God that men are called to be lovers, they're called to be leaders, and they're called to be providers.
Yes.
And so, as a man, you know, growing up, I'm getting older, you know, just turned 30, and so...
Happy birthday.
But I feel like that is all a lifelong process. We're always learning, we're always growing, but what are some ways that, you know, we can start stepping into the position that God had called us to be in all along?
Well, these positions we talk about are all from Scripture. They'll never change.
Yeah.
They were the same 2,000 years ago, they'll be the same 2,000 years from now. Men are called to do three things. So when I was growing up, all the women stayed home. Everybody in my school, what's your mom do? What do you mean, what does she do? She's a homemaker, stays home, cooks breakfast, cooks lunch, cooks dinner, cleans the house, vacuums, irons clothes. You know, we didn't use the laundry. Women ironed everything. Everything was starched. And so then all of a sudden, my mom, when I was a junior in high school, got a job at the local high school in the cafeteria. Well, 2 years later, she's running the cafeteria. So for 30 years, she worked in the high school cafeteria, and she ran the thing. So she had a job. She got to be there at 6 o'clock every morning. Yeah. Do all that stuff. Well, it changed. My dad, like, where'd my wife go? Well, she's at work now, big boy. So dad got into sort of a semi-retirement. So then he'd go to the school with mom, and he'd help wash dishes and stack pans. And so he started working for her, you know. And so it changed the relationship.
Yeah.
And so, but bottom line, I'm still your husband. You're still my wife. Those things will never change. So you got to watch you don't get caught up in society. So, people say, well, what we have stay-at-home mom, stay-at-home dad. So there's a lot of men today that are staying home with the kids because mama makes more money. And so there's nothing against the Scripture then. So we got to go back to the Word of God. So this thing right here, all men are called to love, Ephesians 5:25. Husbands, love your wife like Christ loved the church, gave himself for it. My job's to love my wife. Then it's the biblical love. It's the agape love, not the, hey, I'm in a good mood, but leave me alone right
I
now.
I love you if you treated me right yesterday, if you only gave me good compliments.
And so you got to get biblical in a hurry. So my job is to love. And it's not based on how I feel or whether I'm tired or whether I got the money. I'm supposed to love her. Well, you know. Love's you got to go with 1 Corinthians. Love's an expensive word. It's a real detail. It does everything, you know, all the time. So it's not what mood I'm in or how much money I got. My job is to meet this woman's needs. So when we got married, marriage is a covenant. So when we got married, I promise before God witnesses from this day forward, I'm living for you.
Yeah.
You're the love of my life. I want to give my – a covenant is really a funeral. You got to die to have a covenant. And so what you're saying at a marriage ceremony, if you had one – you know, you're saying, from this day forward, I'm living for them.
Yep.
I don't live anymore. I made a covenant. My life is now their life. Everything you want and need, I'm going to make happen. I'm living for you the rest of my life. And so so all men are called to love. That's our job. Now, nobody tells us that. Men get married thinking, hey, look what I got. Look what I caught. Look at the bass I caught, the deer I shot, the woman I got. And so it's just a thing where, you know, you want to wear you know, medals on your chest. Well, that's not what it is about giving your life away. Where's the one woman I'm going to spend the rest of my life giving my life away to? So I'm a lover. And what are you going to do? I want to love this woman. I want to make this woman very happy. We joke about it all the time. I say, when I get to heaven, I want to hear my wife say, Father, I want to thank you for Jesus. Yeah. Save me. Fill me with the Holy Spirit. Second, I want to thank you for Joe. I want to be the second thing that comes out of her mouth. I want to thank you for Joe. Because, man, he was a blessing.
Yeah.
And so I don't care how fat you get, whether your hair stops growing off your head or what's going on. Love's what you do for somebody. It's not how you look. I tell people, take a lot of pictures at your wedding because it's going downhill from here.
Yeah.
And so all men are called to love, and that's what I want to. The second thing is we're not a lover, we're a leader. And so as the Bible says, you know, God's the head of Christ, Christ's the head of man, man's over the woman, woman's over the child, child's over the dog, dog's over the cat. There's a pecking order in the kingdom of God, so my job's to lead. And I hate leading because I don't like looking stupid.
Yep.
Number one goal of all men is to not look stupid. What are we going to do today? Not look stupid. I hate looking stupid. We learn it in elementary school. We learn it a lot in junior high. We really learn a lot in high school. Then you get out in society, what you trying to do? Well, not look stupid, not have somebody make fun of me. Well, you're going to look stupid. The Bible says the righteous fall seven times a day, but they get back up. So all men are lovers, and all men are leaders. So I need to lead. And you got to just realize, where are you going? I don't know. I've not been there before.
Yeah.
How are you going to do this? I don't know. I've never done it before.
Yeah.
But my job is to take the lead. And so your wife's going to ask you, as a man, what are you doing? Well, I'm not sure yet, but I think I'm doing this.
Yeah.
And I've made some phone calls. We'd go to the library and look at a book, you know, or get online on the internet. And say, I don't know. We were working on something on the house the other day. I put up a whole curtain rod, or a shower curtain rod. And so I went online. My wife, what are you doing? I'm looking about this shower curtain rod. Was that complicated? Believe it or not, it is.
It is.
It really is. Usually we just drill some holes and stuck something on there. Now we got to use, you know, curved shower curtain rod. It's going to be so high. And I thought, holy biscuit. And so what should have taken 2 hours took 3 days.
Yeah.
And she said, what are you doing? Well, I'm trying to do it right, babe, because once it's up, it's up. And so it's perfect. Took 3 days. Should have taken 2 hours.
Yeah.
It took 3 days, but I got it done. So we love, and we lead, and then we provide. 1 Timothy 5:8. In the man that doesn't financially provide for his wife's worse than infidel. Now, I know today's society, a lot of that's changed, but my job is to make sure all my family's needs are met.
Yeah.
If they're not met, that's my responsibility. Now, it doesn't matter how I make that happen. It's like, my first wife and I, she worked. We first got married. She had a good job. I had a good job.
Yeah.
So, you know, first 5 years of our marriage, we went to the mountains on vacation. We went to Florida on vacation. We drove two new cars. We didn't think about budget. We don't have no budget. We got money. Our rent was $55 a month. We don't need money. But all of a sudden, she stops working. We had our first baby, and I bounced checks like ping pong balls on a concrete floor. Well, then I realized my role is to provide my family. I thought, I got to do something more than I've been doing. What I've been doing worked really good up to this point. It doesn't work at all now. I need more money.
Yeah.
How do I get more money? Well, I got to get more creative. Well, God promised he'd supply my need. Well, how's he going to do that? Well, it's based on what I do. So you get paid for two things. You get paid for what you know and what you can do. And if you don't know anything, can't do anything, you're not going to make a lot of money.
Yeah.
So what are you good at? I tell everybody, get good at something. Please don't take this wrong. Don't get a lot of letters on this. But I taught high school kids for 10 years. And I told them, listen, you need to get an education, but a degree is pretty much worthless. Most degrees, 2 months after you graduate, it's worthless because information is moving like a freight train, and that technology has now changed. But I told all my kids, you're going to go to school. I don't care if you're a major in water bowl and basketball. You're going to school and learn something. What's somebody going to pay you to do? And so I met people all over the country for years traveling that had no education, barely got out of high school, but made a lot of money because they found out what they were good at.
Yeah.
They were good at this. So as a man, my job is to provide. First, I got to find out, what am I good at?
Yeah.
How good at that? And once I find out, I need to get better at it. Because if I may be good at it today, but I might not be good at it tomorrow because it's going to change. Technology is going to change. So as a younger man, I mean, you know, you're a newlywed. So how's the money thing for you right now?
Well, I think one thing that I've had to learn is I have to be open to learning new things.
Yes.
I may be good at one thing and I may not be good at another. But if I'm seeing that there's a need financially, then I have to be willing to say, you know what, I don't know how to do that, but I'm going to learn how to do that.
That's called a revelation.
and one thing too, you know, even when it comes to loving, leading, providing, you know, one thing I wanted to almost go back to a little bit is the fact that sometimes loving, leading, and providing means like if I see that the dishes need to be done, I don't just expect my wife to do it.
Honey,
but
you got some dirty dishes that thing.
I'm saying,
in there.
Yeah,
there's still stuff in the washing that's going to dry, so you need to get that done.
I think a leader ultimately they see a need that needs to be met and they meet that need, no matter what it looks like, whether it's financially, whether it's emotionally, whether it's something in the natural that we need to get done around the house or something we need to do. But one thing, you know, in leading, I think the first step in terms of leading is you have to have a vision. You have to know where you're going. And that's one thing in this book that we had talked about at one point is that, you know, your wife wants to know that you have direction.
Yeah.
She wants to know that you're leading her somewhere where there's a destination. Yeah. And that might not be the ultimate destination, but it's a stepping stone to the next
thing.
Where
are we going today?
Yeah, what are we doing today? And, you know, I just recently had a birthday and my wife asked me, she said, you know, what is your goal for this year? And that struck me. I was like,
What
do you mean? And so, like, in the moment, to be honest, I was trying to come up with something, and I was just kind of stuttering around and trying to think of something, and I was like, wait, I got to have something that I'm going towards. In those moments, it's easy to get defensive and say, what do you mean? Yeah. I'm working. I'm providing. I'm doing
I'm working hard.
Yeah.
We've always worked hard. Men work hard. There are very few lazy men. So why are we working hard? What is it?
When our wives say things like that, you know, I've realized that a lot of times it's because she's drawing attention to something that I should already been paying attention
to.
Yes,
thank you.
And so she was just kind of prodding at something. And if I get defensive, it's probably because I already know I should have been doing something.
Wives hint at stuff. They don't give you command. They give you 12 hints in real life.
What do you think?
You're trying to say something. Yeah, you need to get this done.
Yeah, exactly. And so I think, you know, we're teammates. Yep. You know, when you get married, you're on a team together. You're not against one another.
No, this is not a competition.
Yeah, when she brings something up, she's not trying to get me mad. She's not trying to point out a flaw. She's trying to get us, the team, to go together and work towards a common goal. So we have to get a vision. And the way that we get the vision, there's no cheat code to this. There is no shortcut.
There are none.
Literally spending time with God. There is no other way to do it. And it comes down to saying, God, you created me for a purpose. You have a reason that I'm alive here in this day, in this hour, in this moment in time. What do you want me to do? And if you can't mentally get to the capacity where you're saying, God, show me the next year. Say, God, what's one thing you can give me for today?
Yeah.
What's one thing, one step that I can take today? What's one thing that I can do that's going to help me take the next step tomorrow? And tomorrow, I just want you to give me the next step.
Thank you.
One step at a time. And then you'll look back a year from now and you'll say, wow, I went down a road I wasn't expecting or I never thought I'd go down. But sometimes if you haven't been consciously aware of where is God taking me, what does he want me to do? Instead of saying, God, where do you want me to go in a year? You say, God, what do you want me to do today?
Today.
Take a practical step. You know, when it comes to losing weight, you can't, if you have to lose 20 pounds, you don't start by losing 20 pounds.
Nope,
you lose one pound.
First 4 ounces. Four ounces.
Exactly. You might get on the scale and be like, well, I lost 2 ounces, but you know what? I'm 2 ounces closer than I was yesterday. And so you have to, how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time.
Somebody asked me at a marriage seminar years ago, an attorney, he'd been to the whole Friday night, Saturday thing. And so he comes up after seminar, and we have 6 sessions. And he was very friendly, very professional. Said, Joe, I really enjoy this, but can you just boil this down 3 things for me? I said, what? He wants to boil a 6-hour seminar into 3 things. And that's where this book came from.
Yeah, there you go.
I said, well, you got 3 jobs. You need to love, lead, and provide. And my wife was listening, and he walked off. She said, what did you do? Well, honey, that's all he can handle right now. He needs to love, lead, and provide.
Yeah.
He was thrilled. He shook my hand, and he was very grateful. But men like simple things. But everything, just like Josh said, you take it one at a time.
Yeah.
I don't have to memorize the whole dictionary. I said, we'll get one word today. What are you going to do? Well, I'm going to do this today. What are you going to do tomorrow? Well, I'll think about that in the morning. Used to, my wife would get up every morning. What are you doing today? I don't know. I just woke up. I don't know. Dear Lord, give me some coffee. I don't know.
Yeah.
And so I realized I need to do a little more prep time.
Yeah.
And they do want some vision. Where are we going? Well, I don't know. I'm going to the grocery store this afternoon.
And
tomorrow we're probably going to go to work, and then I come home, and after you cook me some dinner, we'll talk. It just takes it that simple.
And it's easy to get into the routine of life. You know, we get up, we eat, we sleep, we repeat. Sunday, I know I'm going to church.
Yep.
After church, I'm going to go eat afterwards.
Yep.
And then Monday, I know I got to go back to work.
Yep.
And you just get into this routine and you become comfortable with it.
I love routines.
Yeah.
I don't have to think.
Yeah.
Men don't have to think when there's a routine. Like, please don't make me think.
And Joe, you know this because you were a principal at a private school. My favorite thing in life was having that uniform.
Oh, man.
Because I didn't have to guess what I had to wear that day. I just knew when I wake up.
We made life so simple for so many parents. And a lot of people thanked us.
Yeah.
Thank God for uniforms.
Yeah.
We were so fighting every day. We can't wear that. And that's too short. And that's too long. That's just weird. You know? No, uniform just takes all the stupid out of it.
Yeah.
It's really good.
Absolutely. You don't have to guess what you're doing. You just know what's going to happen. And so we get comfortable with that in terms of our plans for life or what we think the next steps ahead. We're just like, well, I don't really know. I'm just kind of doing life.
Yeah.
But we have to make it a priority. God, you know, there's a reason that I'm here. There's a reason that me and my wife are together. You have a purpose and a plan for us.
This is not an accident.
No. And so even if it's just us blessing one family this week, you know, give us something that we can give out of ourselves, yep, and show us and give us a broad picture of what you want us to do together and get a vision. You know, it could be opening, yep, a business. It could, yep, be something about your kids. It could be something about your marriage. You know, some of us as husbands, we need to make it a priority to take our wife out on a date.
Oh, man.
And
I thought I already did that. That's how I got married.
I would even say give your wife a vision of a date that you're going to go, woo, on. If you don't have a plan for 10 years down the road, be like, you know what? But next Friday, I'm going to take you somewhere special.
I'm going to take you to McDonald's, get you some coffee. We'll start right there, but we'll grow from that. We'll start with that.
Yeah, and so get a vision for something. Give them something to look forward, yeah, to so that they don't get stuck in this routine, yeah, with you if you're, yeah, stuck there as a man. And so, guys, you are, as a man, you are a lover, leader, and provider. And it's time for us to accept that, step into that role, and start progressing in it. You know, I don't want to be the same husband that I was 6 months ago. Or 3 years down the road, I want to be the husband I am today. I want to be better. I want to grow in all aspects. And I believe that this book is going to help you do that. It's loaded with scripture, as always, that's going to equip you and give you grace as a man to be able to step into these things. And, you know, if you're a wife, this is a great gift for your husband.
It is. And you gotta understand, this is God's idea.
Yeah.
This is God's design.
Yeah.
It'll be the same 2,000 years from now. What's God going to do? Well, he's not going to change his mind. He's the same yesterday and today forever. So God said, men, you're going to love, lead, and provide.
Yeah.
I'm going to equip you to do this. Don't feel any pressure.
Yes. And we want to let you know, not only is the book format available, but we do have the CDs as well.
Yes.
And we also have we have USB drives, we have MP3s available. However you like to consume things like this that are going to bless your life, that is available at joemcgeestore.com. So guys, we want to thank you so much for joining us today. It's always a privilege to be here with you, Joe. Thank you so much.
Thanks, guys.
And we just want to give a special thank you to all of our partners, all of you that give financially to us and support us in prayer. We could not do what we're doing
without you.
This
would not happen without you guys. Yeah. This happens because of you. We've gone from reaching just a few hundred to a few thousand to hundreds of thousands. Thank you for helping us do this.
So, guys, go ahead and share this video if you're watching on Facebook or Instagram, and also the audio version available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, yep, Google, YouTube, wherever you listen. And we just want to thank you for joining us for another episode of Live with Joe.
God bless. Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God can do in your life. It's got a great future for you and your family. We're here to help you get there. Please make sure you visit Joe McGee Ministries on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. There you find all of our Friday funny videos and other encouraging resources for you and your family. While you're at it, be sure to visit joemcgee.com. We have all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.